So what are we looking at with all these crazy people everywhere?
So this is Comiket.
Comiket.
Short for Comic Market, is a it's a semi-annual, twice a year event in Japan where they buy and sell doujinshi, which are fan-made comics.
Fan-made comics, doujinshi.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And this is in Japan?
Yes.
Tokyo?
In Tokyo, Tokyo Big Sight, the big convention center. They take it over twice a year and bring in all these various people to buy and sell comics. The interesting thing about it is, among many things, is that the only requirements are you have to have drawn it yourself and publish it yourself.
Oh.
So you could be any person in the world.
Could you have help publishing or drawing?
You can have help publishing and drawing, but only in as much as, you know, you're putting the money in. You're directing the whole thing. So you can't have sold it to a publisher, for example. It has to be something that you made and you're putting out there.
Wow. So you would be the owner of the content.
Yep.
Rather than something that was copyrighted and published and mm-hmm. packaged and formalized in the standard business practices.
Exactly. Yeah.
So can anybody enter a doujinshi?
Anybody can go there and publish it.
I wonder. I could draw one.
Sure.
Submit it. My first doujinshi.
Why not? There we are. Now, a lot of the doujinshi there are parody doujinshi, so they will take an existing anime series or manga series and recast the characters in a new story. Sometimes it's a rather naughty story. Often it's a rather naughty story. But there are also a lot of original stories, too. So you can go and you can tell your own story with your own characters and sell that, too.
This sounds like a very creative outlet for fan fiction. And
yes.
People who think, what could be if thus mm-hmm. and such happened?
Absolutely. And that was originally the intent, is that there weren't a lot of conventions out there. This started in 1975. A lot of the conventions out there were more in the American mode of being very general purpose, where there are panels and video rooms and all those things. And this kind of stuff was kind of off in a corner. Hmm. And so they said, no, we want to have our own space just to do this.
Wow. So with people self-publishing, do they end up with followers?
Very much so.
Continually come?
Yeah. So one of the kind of reasons to go to Comiket is that that's where you can go and get some of these doujinshi. Some of the, they're called circles, the folks who make these things, the groups. Some of them will sell in like used bookstores or consignment shops or other places like that. But certainly the biggest and best known place is Comiket. So if you're going to get it, Comiket's probably going to be where you're going to find it.
Would they also sell anime, or is it strictly
just comics.
Just comics.
And they've talked about that over time. The first Comiket they did, they showed some anime in the afternoon. They said mainly because there wasn't much to do in the afternoon.
With this many people. Well, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but back then, there were a lot fewer people. So they said it was kind of dead by Saturday afternoon, so they'd show something. But they've actually even gone away from that because they want to be very pure about their intentions. This is just for comic creators.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty major thing. Now, of course, besides just the creators there selling their stuff, you also get folks doing cosplay, showing up and doing their things. I think we have an image here somewhere. Yeah, so there's a bunch of folks out front with their costumes on. So it's a big place to show off your latest cosplay.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is twice a year.
Twice a year, 500,000 people. Hmm. Yeah, and about 35,000 circles in attendance every year. It's definitely a major thing. Now, one of the problems being so big is you now get to the point where it's hard to get all the manga you want when you go there.
Oh.
So folks will actually chart and they'll actually write maps of where they want to go.
I'm going here, and then there, and then there. Okay, divide and conquer. You go here,
absolutely.
And get two for me. I'll go there, and I'll get two for you. And
exactly how it works. In the anime series Lucky Star, there's a whole episode about them having to go and do that at Comiket one year. Because it's just so hard. One of the characters drafts some of her friends into going and, okay, you're going here, you're going there, and we'll meet back up at lunch. But yeah, it's a big deal.
Well, now with cosplay, it's hard to imagine cosplay without photographers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do they have any sort of pageantry or photo shoots that go on?
So a lot of cosplayers will gather outside, and that's where the photographers will gather. Generally speaking, you don't want to even try to take photos inside just because of the crush of the crowds. So folks gather outside and do the photography. There are there have been some rules that have developed over time as to, for example, the angle of the camera.
That could be a very sensitive subject. I understand.
Yeah. So there's expectations about how you do that, but generally speaking, folks, you know, that you're there, you pose, you take your photos, and then you move on.
Wow.
It's really neat. And it's something that's just grown over time based on demand. I mean, it's one of the neat things is there's no company behind it trying to push it. It's just a bunch of fans trying to make it over time.
Wow. Truly the power of the people.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. And again, to get 500,000 people twice a year is quite the accomplishment. But yeah, that's Comic-Con. If you're ever in Tokyo down near Odaiba, you'll see the Tokyo Big Sight, which is where it's held. And you can take some photos of that. And if you're ever in the area, it's a crush, but you can certainly get in.
Tokyo Big Sight is almost its own icon. It's very characteristic with the huge triangles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back we have and, some.
There you can see the two triangles in the background.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's
it's actually
there.
Four of them, but you can only see so many of them at the yeah. same time.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Well, plan a trip.
Absolutely, yeah. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience if you're not from the area. And folks will line up, you know, the day before, things like that. But it's a big deal. It's fun.
Excellent.
Cool.
Well, thank you for telling me about Comic-Con.
You're very welcome.